Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We have heard many people now praise Brock Purdy. We had Dante Whitner, who calls games for them, broadcast out there in the Bay Area. Former player for the 49ers. He's talked about Purdy as the MVP on this show. We have had on ESPN, you've heard Rex Ryan say he was the next Joe Montana. He's the first one I heard him compare him to Joe Montana. And now Joe Montana's favorite receiver, a guy that many think, Rob, is not only the best, pretty much everybody thinks he's the best wide receiver ever, but people even think he's the best football player, period. That, of course, being Jerry Rice, and who won 2 Super Bowls with Montana. And here he is, Rob, talking about Brock Purdy.
Brock reminds me a lot of Montana, his coolness. He doesn't get rattled.
Mm-hmm.
You need your quarterback to be that way.
Right.
What he's doing, the leadership, his composure. Watching him when he first took over, the velocity behind his throws. Hey, man, tight spiral, you know, catchable ball, you know, like that. You know, I love it, man. And his decision-making, he doesn't hold on to the ball that long.
What do you think, Rob?
He was just talking about being cool like Joe Montana. That's the only mention he made of Joe Montana, his coolness. That's fine.
I'm not saying he's Joe Montana. I'm just saying he did say more than that.
He talked about the quick release.
He talked about the accuracy. I mean, if you listen to the clip,
he said he was MVP?
No, we ain't talking about him being MVP.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying what he said, you want to hear it again? Because I'm just saying he didn't just say he was cool like Joe Montana. He brought up a lot of things.
Right, but when you talk about the Joe Montana part is when he talked about his coolness, right, and not –
He reminds me a lot of Joe Montana. He said his coolness, and then he started talking about his other qualities. So I took it like he was saying those other qualities reminded him of Joe.
I didn't take it that way. Okay.
Okay. So that's all you got to say about it?
Yeah, what do you say? What do you have to say about it? We've talked about Brock Purdy, and I know you're high on him, which is cool, and he's in the running for the MVP. But I'm more like, who do we have on yesterday? God. The GM, got it. Randy Mueller. I'm when Randy and I are in lockstep. And Randy, you know, the guy who's been in the league. And he looked at it and was with me with Lamar. And he looked at the stuff that Lamar does. So I'm a Lamar guy as far as MVP, despite the numbers. But go ahead. What did you think about Jerry Rice and his endorsement? Is that what you got from it?
No, I'm not even talking about MVP. I'm talking about him comparing Brock Purdy to Joe Montana. I'm not going to sit here and say Brock Purdy is going to be Joe Montana or close. I mean, Joe Montana, you think he's the GOAT, and that's fair. He's in the discussion. I think he's second, right behind Tom Brady. I think he's, but everybody would have him in their top five. So you're talking about an absolute, you know, all-time great. So I'm not going to sit here and say Brock Purdy is going to be that.
I got you.
But I do agree with Jerry in that, you know, Rob, I am big on intangibles when it comes to top quarterbacks. I think Tom Brady, all of them, there's a certain physical standard, if you will, that you have to meet. If you can't meet a certain physical threshold of ability, arm strength, and we're talking about quarterbacks, arm strength, some degree of athleticism, maybe not athletic relative to other NFL players, but some degree of athleticism. Like, there's a bar you have to hit. And if you can hit that bar, then I think intangibles are very important when we talk about excellent quarterbacks. Brady, the GOAT, not the strongest arm in the world. Good arm, but not the strongest in the world. Montana, not the strongest arm in the world. But those two and many of the other top ones had the coolness Jerry Rice was talking about, the composure under pressure, make quick decisions, accurate with their passes, can make all of the throws, and process quickly. If the first option is not the second option, not the third, they're on to the third or fourth option quicker than most quarterbacks. I think those things are incredibly important when we talk about quarterbacking at the NFL level. And I think that's why we see some guys that aren't the best athletes, or guys that weren't even like incredible superstars in college or at the biggest programs, the Alabamas, the USCs, and so on and so forth, who go on and have sometimes be some of the greatest college or NFL quarterbacks we've ever seen. Because they're not the, like at Alabama, you're throwing to the best receivers that are way better than everybody else. And so are your linemen and everybody else on your team. And so you don't generally have to go past the first or second option a lot, you know, whereas other quarterbacks may have to process longer, may have to make more out of nothing than a guy at a big school. Sometimes it's not a rule, but it's a lot of times that's the case. And I think Purdy has all that. So I think that's similar to Montana. And also, Rob, you know this, Montana was a third round pick. Montana was the fourth quarterback taken in his draft in 1979. Montana didn't start his first 2 years in San Francisco. Montana was good in college. He didn't lighten it up. He was a part-time starter most of his college career at Notre Dame. And then, you know, he had moments, though, that made you think, oh, maybe. He had big moments. And I know numbers are different, but just his 3 years essentially in college, 25 touchdowns, 25 picks. It's not the same as today, but that's also not, you know, going to make anybody go crazy. And obviously he became one of the best we've ever seen in the pros. So I think those things are similar. Where I think it's different, Rob, and look, I've been one to say, well, Montana had Rice and Montana had Roger Craig, who was great, even though he wasn't a Hall of Famer. And he had John Taylor, who was great after the catch, even though he wasn't a Hall of Famer and all that. And all that's true. But that was when Montana won MVPs, 89, 90. Montana, Rob, won two Super Bowls before Jerry Rice walked in the door.
I tell people all the time when I give his resume, two with Jerry and two without. So don't make it like it's all Jerry Rice.
He wasn't that. And that's where I think is the difference. I'm not saying Purdy couldn't be good. I'm not going to say he went Super Bowls without these guys. I'm not even going to say, I don't know that he'd be good or great without these weapons he has. I know Montana was. And Dwight Clark was good, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And some of the other players that he had were, you know, were good. They won two Super Bowls. But, Rob, that's the difference. Purdy, we may never see Purdy without a stacked team, or at least not for a while. So it's hard to compare that. But I those are my comparisons, and then those are my differences in that Montana would have been great. He was great with or without Jerry Rice and a lot of other great skill position players. We don't know that about Purdy.
Yeah. No, that's always been my case with Joe Montana. It's like for people, when you just look at it, his resume is ridiculous. It just is. The four Super Bowls, Chris.
Yep.
Two with Jerry, two without Jerry. 11 touchdowns.
I mean, the pass, remember, Rob, a lot of people highlight was to Dwight Clark.
Right. That's a great throw to Dwight Clark. And I said, and Chris, he had 11 touchdowns, no picks in the Super Bowl. He won the MVP in the Super Bowl three times. And the other one is, Chris, two of those Super Bowls, he needed a touchdown to win the game, not a field goal. Like, he had to get a touchdown.
Right.
And it's different. It's not taken away from anybody else, but when your team needed to win two Super Bowls where you need a touchdown to win the game,
yep,
and he gets it done, I mean, his resume is...
That's coolness.
And he has what? Doesn't he have the highest quarterback rating of anybody in the Super Bowl, right? Like, I think he has that. Doesn't he? I'm not sure. Yeah, I think
Rob G looked that up.
I think he owns that as well, Chris. So it just speaks volumes as far as what he was able to do. He's a one-of-a-kind guy. And I think that's why a lot of people look at him. And if they're not on the Brady train, it's hard not to think of Joe Montana, because people thought of Joe Montana... And that's what separates him from Dan Marino. Dan Marino did a lot of stuff in a league, Chris, that wasn't throwing a football like that.
He was putting up modern day numbers.
Right. He was doing that now, back in the 80s. So that's what makes him so impressive and why people overlook that he only got to that one Super Bowl his second year and never got back.
Yep.
Because it's incredible what he's able to do. So.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by intangibles. I mean, nobody in their right mind would say Montana was more physically gifted than Marino, but between the years, he had it all. And so, I think Brock Purdy, we'll see what he ends up doing. I'm not even going to sit here and say I've never compared him to Montana other than this conversation. You know, I saw Rex Ryan do it, and now we've seen Rice do it. I'm not going to do that. I'll talk about them in their differences now because it's a topic. But I'll just say this, Rob. You don't, and I'm not saying he's going to be this, but you don't become that guy until you become that guy. Like Joe Montana, nobody thought he was going to be Joe Montana until he was Joe Montana. Tom Brady, nobody thought. Kurt Warner, nobody thought. You know, like, and I don't know. We'll see what Brock Purdy becomes, but there's guys that come from, you know, nowhere, so to speak, that become great, that because of where they came from, you're going to underrate them until they make it to the point where you just can't anymore.
That's what I've said about Brock Purdy with the whole this season and everything, that no matter what, fair or not, Chris, it's not fair to be honest, they will not like rubber stamp him until they see in the postseason that he gets them to where they are supposed to go. And obviously, we talked about it before. If the defense gives up 45 points, no one's going to be blaming Brock Purdy. But until he can win for them, that's the ultimate stamp. That's when people can no longer wonder or question, you know what I mean, where you are and where you fit in. And that's how it's going to be for him. From here on out. No doubt.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yesterday, we discussed Shaq's contention that Steph Curry was in the GOAT conversation. And you and I, you know, disagreed vehemently, as did many people. But I was looking on social media at some of the comments under our clips. And I didn't read a ton, but I did read the few that I read. The majority of them thought, you know, he could be in the conversation. Now, some were saying if he's in the top 10, he's in the conversation, and so on and so forth. And that didn't sway me. There's no way Steph is in the GOAT conversation. What I would say is this, though, Rob. If we're talking about a Mount Rushmore of NBA players all time, not the best four. My top four is Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Magic. But if we're just talking about most influential, most impactful, I think there's an argument for that Steph would be on the Mount Rushmore. Certainly a better argument for the Mount Rushmore than the GOAT. Do you want to hear who I think could be a four? And it was just tough. But I think, and this is strictly impact, it's not the best players, but I think Bill Russell, obviously, just for his dominance, 11 rings in 13 years, as a player coach, you know, what he did at the beginning kind of NBA basketball, at least integrated NBA basketball. And then I thought about Dr. J for bringing that style of play to kind of quote-unquote mainstream basketball with the ABA and then the NBA. But at that time when Doc, those 4 years or so when he was in the league before Magic and Bird came in, he, you know, they were still on tape delay. So Magic and Bird come in, and you'd really want both of them on because they did – save the league. But if I think I can only have one. So I'd have to go Magic because I think he gave you pretty much everything Bird did and one more. And then Jordan, just because he's the best ever. And he was really that perfect mix of incredibly athletic player with an incredibly smart and fundamentally sound player. And obviously his dominance showed because of it. And then I think Steph, when you talk about, because Steph has changed the game. The way nobody since Jordan has changed the actual way basketball is played more than Steph Curry. So I think that could be, there's an argument for those four: Russell, Magic, Jordan. He changed the way the game is viewed and played too. And then Steph.
I think when people talk about Steph changing the game, I think you got to ask yourself, was his change for the better of the NBA? And I'm not so sure of that. That's the part where I think if you talk to people, you know, do you like this NBA? People, and at one point it had gotten ridiculous where everybody's chucking up threes. Even guys who really weren't even three-point shooters, because this is what Steph was shooting at the half court and at the logo and all that, and people just started to put it up like that. And I don't know. I think that he changed the NBA. This is more the way that they played in Europe. And Steph, no doubt about it, making those shots made people take another look at making threes and the difference from the game that we've been like I was there in Detroit when Darko was drafted. So right. I just have a perspective from that. And he was roundly criticized that he was playing in a perimeter, could shoot threes. The guy was almost 7 foot tall, yep. Chris. And he was ridiculed by Larry Brown. They just like
Larry buried him on the bench.
Like, dude, you know, if you're not gonna get down the paint, you're not gonna do this, not like really. Like,
and
really,
Phil Jackson was similar with Kristaps Porzingis. He played him more because they weren't as good.
But you know what I mean? They didn't similar. Right. They did not like that style of play, despite that's how they play in Europe. And now you see all the threes right. and all the stuff that goes on. So now we're kind of there. But I don't know. I think the NBA has changed for sure, Chris. But I'm not sure for the better. I'm not sure I really like this style of basketball where almost everything is a perimeter, everything's a long three. It's either, at one point it had gotten so bad, everything was a dunk or, right? It was either a dunk or a layup at the basket.
The all-star game.
Yeah, but you know, the mid-range game, even though there's some great mid-range players, not a lot use it. So I'm going to say, yeah. He changed the game, but I'm going to say he changed it for the worse. So is that the reason to put him on Mount Rushmore?
I'll answer your question, but would you agree? And again, it's not the best four, but impactful. I think you can argue Dr. J. You can argue you got to have Burr and Magic on there. I don't think LeBron has changed the game like, obviously, like Steph, you know what I mean? Like Kobe, LeBron, Shaq, players who, you know, people might put ahead of Steph. Obviously, you can't have Will and Russell on. And Russell just won way more. Would you agree
so
with
minute.
Those?
So you're going to say, so you don't have Will Chamberlain, despite them changing the way the rules for him? I think he has to be on there.
I mean, I think I could only have him or Russell. If you want to put him on instead of Russell.
But I'm just saying.
I thought to other people in the past about this. And I think Dr. J, Rob, I think there's a legitimate argument for Dr. J. But when you got four, I mean, obviously you got to make tough decisions.
No, I
would
know.
Probably
I'm just
go
saying,
Russell over Will. I can't put Russell and Will. I can't put Magic and Bird.
But
because I got to leave too many other people off.
Right. But they did change the rules.
Yep, they did.
That's why I think it's hard not to have Will Chamberlain on that, because he changed the way that the game that was played because of his dominance, that they had to neutralize him.
I think that you talked about Steph changing the game, but probably for the worse. I don't blame that on Steph, because he doesn't play a style that's reckless. He's a great three-point shooter, so when he shoots threes, it's fine. It's what you want. And he does shoot mid-range. He doesn't do it as much now as he used to, but he's a very obviously a great mid-range shooter.
What's the number of threes he's taking now? Because I know you had brought this up before.
Like. He also scored a lot going to the hoop. But here's where I would push back, and I'm looking up Steph's three-point attempts now. But
yeah.
Where I would push back on you, Rob, is so right now Steph is averaging 28 points a game. He's taking 19 shots or 18.9 shots a game. 11.6 of them are threes.
Wow.
So basically two-thirds of his shots are threes. Luka's second in the league in scoring. Now, Luka's taking 23 shots a game, but 10 of them are threes. So that's not quite half of his. De'Aaron Fox, 21.8 shots, 8 of them are threes. I'm looking for guys who's half Steph.
Steph is the only one.
Looks like the only one, like in the of the top scorers, who's half of his shots are three pointers.
Right.
But what I would say is this, Rob, because I don't, you know, you might be right that the game, and not even just at the NBA level, but just overall, maybe it's changed for the worse because of Steph. But I don't blame him for that. And the reason I say that is because look at, we know with Michael Jordan. Jordan changed the game. And here's how I say he changed the game. Before Michael Jordan came in, Rob, it wasn't all about athleticism. What we consider athleticism now. You know, how high can you jump? How quick and fast are you? But because think about the best players before Jordan. Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, yes, Dr. J was incredibly athletic, but he didn't win like a lot of these guys. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem. Like, they did it. They had size. They had but skills. Like, Magic and Bird, skills to go with their size. Oscar, skills. Jordan came in, and you remember this, Rob. Like, for the next 20 or 30 years, you know, during the Jordan era and beyond, it kind of became all about athleticism. Like, how high can you jump? How long are you? How quick and fast are you? And you had guys like Stromile Swift and other guys getting drafted near the top of the draft who had no skills. They were just long and athletic and rangy and all of that. And I actually think that's part of why America fell, I don't want to say behind the world, but the world was still focusing on skills. And our guys were just running and jumping and athletic and one-on-one and handle. Because Jordan, again, one-on-one greatness. So it became ISO heavy. And so I think that's because, now I think that was a change for the worse that was based on Jordan. But it wasn't Jordan's fault because Jordan was smart. Jordan was fundamentally sound. Jordan wasn't just athleticism. But that's what people were drawn to. Oh, my gosh, he's flying through the air, dunking on people. Let me do that. Let me get guys that can do that. Same with Steph. Steph is a great passer. Steph is a great ball handler. Steph works hard defensively, even though he's not a great defender. He's a very good rebounder for his size. But what people are drawn to are the threes, the 30-footers and all that. And so I agree with you. It's probably changed for the worse. But I don't hold that against Steph, just like I don't hold it against Jordan.
Okay.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Follow Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Chris Perkins. Chris, what's up, bro? Welcome.
Fellas, what's up? Tyreek for MVP, baby. Tyreek for MVP.
There you go with that. There you go with that home cooking. With that home cooking. Would you stop with all that?
Hey, and quickly, I mean, do you think, and you know how the voting works, I mean, he's having a great year, obviously. And I think if he gets to 2,000, he's in the running. But do you think last week when they scored 30 on what people viewed as a pretty good defensive team, 30-0 over the Jets, yeah, that hurt his case?
Well, here's the thing. Now, I got to see more from the Dolphins. I got to see more from Tua. I got to see more from this offense. The offense scored 3 touchdowns last week, but they were, you know, a couple of them were set up very easily. The same thing in the Tennessee game when Tyreek played very little. So, you know, they got set up last week by special teams and by the defense a couple of times. So I think that Tyreek is the most talented player on that team. If he gets to the 2,000, he'll do it in 16 games just like Megatron did, because because Tyreek missed the game. But I don't think Tyreek has a chance. I think the voters look at, you know, who are the best teams, who are their quarterbacks, and that's who we're going to give it to. Christian McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill, unfortunately, don't have a chance at MVP.
Yeah, I just saw, who was it, Tom Brady who picked Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of said that's his favorite. He didn't fully, but yeah.
But I mean, that was who he was saying that's his favorite for MVP. Yeah, we know it's turned into basically a quarterback award. How big is this game coming up? Obviously, Dallas got embarrassed against Buffalo, and Miami hasn't beaten anybody over 500. Do they need to win this game?
Yeah, they do need to win this game. And you know, look, this is the thing that goes back to last year, and people get pissed off when I bring up last year. But against teams that made the playoffs last year, the Dolphins are 4-9. And that includes the games this year that they played against the Chargers and won, that they played against the New York Giants and won. But it also includes the games against Buffalo that they lost, Philly that they lost, Kansas City that they lost. Last year they lost to Buffalo twice. Last year they lost to San Francisco. Last year they lost to the Chargers. Last year they lost to Minnesota. Last year they lost to Cincinnati. It's a long list. So I need to see really in this last 3 group of games for the Dolphins, because they play Dallas on Sunday, at Baltimore on New Year's Eve, and then they finish at home against Buffalo. And they got to go 2-1 in these games for playoff seeding, to win the AFC East, and for their confidence. You can't just keep going through and saying we're a good team and then you lose to the other good teams that you play. Eventually, you've got to break through. Dallas has the same problem. They have beaten Philly this year, so a little pressure is off of them. But look, Dallas is 3-4 on the road. If they have to play a road game away from Arlington in the playoffs, they're in trouble. Same thing with the Dolphins. If they have to play a road playoff game, they're in trouble. So the Dolphins need that number one seed. They definitely need to win the AFC East. So Sunday is the least, you know, because it's an NFC game. So for tiebreaker purposes, they kind of get a break. But, yeah, Rob, they do. They do need to win this game Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I think the Dolphins are a fine team. You know, their record's legit. But I don't consider them like a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think there's 5 of them. It's the Niners, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. Now, maybe the Dolphins will show us otherwise. Like you said, over this 3-game stretch, if they win 2 of them, I'll be impressed, and maybe I'll think otherwise. But right now, I think they're a notch below those. I think they're kind of like a Detroit, and they're a notch below those top-tier teams. Let me ask you about Tua. I'm sure you saw, you may have even been there, the press conference where he said, you know, he doesn't keep receipts. And then he went on for a few minutes about how he keeps receipts.
And I was wondering,
you know what I mean? What, his some receipt. Some people thought what he said was like a bad sign. Like this dude lacks confidence. And I didn't really take it that way, but How did you take what he said?
I took it like this, that Tua, you're right, Tua said, out of one side of his mouth, he said, you can give all the credit to Tyreek, you can credit to Jalen Waddle, you can give all the credit to Raheem Mostert. I couldn't care less. On the other side of his mouth, he said, I keep receipts.
Right.
But which is it? It can't be
right.
Both.
Right.
It can't be both. You know what I think it is that Tua, look, Tua is genuinely a nice guy. He's genuinely a guy who's not always on social media, not always consumed with his image and what people think of him. However, think about it like this. Ever since he was at Alabama, well, Saban made him, Devontae Smith made him, Jalen Waddle made him, that defense made him. He had this, he had that. But he gets into the NFL those 2 years under Brian Flores, he does nothing. Tyreek Hill comes. And Mike McDaniel comes, and now he's balling again. Tua's sick of hearing all this mess. He says he doesn't hear it. He hears it. Obviously, he hears it. He's sick of hearing it. And so this was his way of lashing out and saying, you know, I know y'all are talking about me, and I'm keeping receipts. So if I win the Super Bowl, I'm throwing it back in your face. So that Tua,
well, we won't have to worry about that being thrown back in our face. I ain't worried about that.
That's real.
I mean, come on, Chris. We ain't worried about that. But I the one thing I will say, and I've Chris and I, we talk about this, is, you know, the problem with Tyreek and when receivers like Calvin Johnson and who was the other receiver? I always forget. Thomas in New Orleans,
Michael
Chris?
Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, right.
Michael Thomas, I don't think got any Hall of MVP votes, and Cooper Kupp got one, and he put up, almost had a triple crown and wide receiving and all that, is because somebody has to get you the ball too. And I think that's where the issue comes in on receivers. So I just don't see where they're going to overlook. You can't throw yourself the ball, and it doesn't take away that he's had a tremendous year, but somebody's getting you the football.
Well, you know what? Here's my view on that. That look, for Tyreek's purposes, I think the year that Megatron got 2,000, I think Adrian Peterson rushed for 2,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that 2012?
Was that the same year? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Tyreek Hill is the best player on the Dolphins. He's the most important player on the Dolphins. I understand Tua has to get him the ball, and, you know, I understand Matt Stafford had to get the ball to Cooper Kupp and everything like that. I understand Brock Purdy is, you know, is the quarterback in San Francisco, but look, McCaffrey is the key to that team, to that offense, I think. Tyreek is definitely the key to the Dolphins' offense. Here's what I say about the Dolphins' offense is that Mike McDaniel and Tua make it go, but Tyreek makes it feared. Like, you don't really fear Tua and Jalen Waddle and Raheem Mostert. When Tyreek is out there, now it's like, uh-oh. All right, now everybody is on edge. So I think that. Yeah, here's the other thing.
I think that the bigger picture, too, and I know usually you don't get the blame, but the same thing we talk about with the Dolphins haven't beaten anybody, you know, I think that hurts him as well. The same way it hurts Dak. The reason that a lot of GMs and front office people said, yeah, Dak's having a great year. When he has it, when he does it against a good team and they win, get back to us. And I think that hurts what Tyreek has done as well. I do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that, you know, probably the further the Dolphins go, the more credit Tua is going to get because he's the quarterback, even though I think Tyreek is the better player. I'll also say this. Yeah, you guys tell me if you agree with me. I don't have the Dolphins in the Super Bowl, but I think that they're in the second tier of teams to me. I've got Philly, San Francisco, and Kansas City in the top tier, and I know that's NFC, AFC. In that second tier, I have Miami, Baltimore, Detroit, the other teams. But I think that everybody is wonderfully flawed. Miami and Dallas, they don't beat top teams, right? Baltimore, no lead is safe. San Francisco had a three-game losing streak. Philly is kind of slumping right now.
I'll disagree with you with Baltimore. I think their defense can win a Super Bowl, and the numbers, we've gone over it. The numbers have been unbelievable what they've done. And they have a 6-2 record against teams over 500.
They've blown leads,
and,
though.
No, they have. But they've also, lead. And the five of their
won
six
every
wins.
Game, to be honest.
Yeah, five of their six wins against the good teams have been by two touchdowns or more. So when they beat you, they beat you.
Before you go, quickly, because we're up against it. Miami with Tua as far as contract, like, is that guaranteed that he's going to be back, you know, with a big deal, or is that still up in the air?
They still got it. They picked up his fifth year option. A contract extension is still up in the air. I've still got to see him play this entire 17 game season. I know he's played 14, but let's see him play the whole thing, and then let's go to it. But he's going to get a huge, huge contract. They've got a lot of contracts coming up. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Rob Hunt, Connor Williams. So they're probably going to have to go to Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill and some of those guys and get a little bit of money back just to, you know, pay them, write out some checks and bonuses. Or else, you know, the clock is ticking financially on this team, right. And Tua is going to take a big chunk out of that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.